Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, folks. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we're virtual still. Nope, we're not in Renaissance Bank in Alpharetta, but hopefully we'll be back soon. We're still doing our part of social distancing, and we'll hopefully be back there on Windward Parkway in Renaissance Bank in the near future. But we are virtual here at North Fulton Business Radio X, and we still love the folks at Renaissance Bank. They've done an awesome job with a lot of their small business clients. I know because I've helped some of those clients, so I know this firsthand. If you are in the market for a new bank, and a lot of people are right now, go check out Renaissance Bank. They do a great job for small business customers, and you can visit them in the branch, but you have to make an appointment. So call ahead. If you know who you're going to see, go call ahead and make an appointment, or simply go to renaissancebank.com. Or if you want a recommendation on who to talk to, call me or send me a note and I'll let you know. But in any case, be in touch with them and they'll take care of you. And you can always go to the branches, by the way, through the drive-thru and do pretty much anything you want to do. So check them out, renaissancebank.com, understanding you. Oh, member FDIC, I better get that in there. Okay, let's get to two great guests. We've got Paula Fine, and Paula is from Trinity Life at Home. And we've also got Suzanne Carpenter. And Suzanne is got a name I love, Carpenter 180. But we're going to start with Paula Fine, and Paula is with Trinity Life at Home. Paula, how you doing?
Hi, good morning, and thanks for having me.
Great to have you. So tell us about you. Tell us about Trinity Life at Home. How do you serve folks?
Sure. Well, Trinity Life at Home is a private duty home care agency, and we've been licensed for over 11 years serving Metro Atlanta. We're licensed actually in several counties. We have currently probably over 145 care staff. And I want to shout out to them saying how awesome that they are serving families, especially during this time. Sometimes it's very difficult for children of adult, or I should say adult children of elderly parents that are struggling at home in that difficult decision whether to move them out of homes or keep them comfortable in their homes. And so at Trinity Life, we have the caring and committed staff that can answer all of their questions, give them resources, and see if we can help them provide passionate care for them so that they can remain in their home. So I love to say my little tagline, we are helpful, hopeful, and heartful.
Now, you can't beat that for sure. But let's clear up some maybe misconceptions because you hear the term home care, you hear the term home health. What's the difference?
Well, it's interesting. Home health care is the same as home care, and home health is a little different. So with home care, we're providing, I'm going to use little CNAs, which stands for Certified Nurse Assistants. They help people who are in their home to do those activities of daily living. Okay. That's assistance with hygiene or toileting or making meals or transportation. Okay. Mm-hmm. Paid for privately. That means, you know, they have to have the money or other ways, long-term care insurance, things like that.
Right.
They can be scheduled like 4 hours to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Okay. When you have home health, that is a prescription from a physician and it's covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. But the difference is it's prescribed for short periods of time and it includes maybe 2 to 3 times a week. So I like to see that home care, and we are also certified in skilled nursing, we help fill the gaps. So we also have LPNs and RNs. but it's going to be private pay.
Gotcha. And you mentioned a key phrase there, long-term care insurance, which yes. which is specifically designed to pay for the services you provide, correct?
That is correct. That is correct. They do recommend that people over 50, 55 get their insurance. So there's lots of resources we can provide for people.
So I don't normally provide an editorial comment on this show because I let my guests talk, but I'm going to give one right now. Get long-term care health insurance, folks. It's very important. It's an easy, it's like, you know, going to the dentist or doing something else. It's easy to like, you know, kick down the road. Don't do that. Get long-term care insurance. Okay. Sorry. Editorial call, editorial finished. Talk about your clients. Who are they? I mean, where do they come from? What are their, what are the circumstances? I'm sure they're, unique to every client in a way.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. So, you know, people think that home care is really only for seniors, but actually we do a lot of elective surgery, help assistance. So, we help with, plastic surgery, reconstruction cases, we can help with hip or shoulder replacements. You know, there are a lot of athletes out there that have been tennis players and they're like, oh, my knee. And maybe they have a spouse that works and they need assistance in the home, you know, maybe just for 12 hours for a few days. So we can come out and help with those kinds of elective surgeries.
Or maybe they're just like me and got a spouse that's tired of dealing with them, right? I mean, maybe that's it.
that's definitely yes.
Okay.
But the other thing really is somebody has a fall, right?
You have
someone 70 years old, 75 years old, they have a fall, they get, you know, they have to go to the hospital. Maybe they recommend some rehab, but they're still going to need assistance when they come out of rehab.
Mm.
So we're here to serve those folks. And then, of course, we're here to serve, which I think brings you to the seniors who are struggling with memory impairment, cognitive impairment.
Right. Right. So, so let's get into that if you just joined us, we're speaking with Paula Fine and she's with Trinity Life at Home. So let's get into that. Increasing incidence of Alzheimer's and dementia related issues. What kind of services do you provide there? How do you work with folks that have those that diagnosis?
Sure. So just to clarify for your guests, dementia is a big umbrella.
Mm.
And under dementia, most people know Alzheimer's. So there's so many different types of dementia out there, and they're all affecting some type of cognition, you know, brain impairment. One of the things we're very excited about at Trinity Life at Home is that we are partnering with a company called Map Habit. So for the website, it's maphabit.com.
Okay.
This is actually helping seniors who are struggling with their activities of daily living by providing visual maps through technology. And our caregivers, we have several trained to actually help so that somebody who might have lost their memory still has the habit part of their brain that's working.
Mm-hmm.
They can develop the habit of remembering to take a shower. They might not know why they're taking a shower, but the habit part of the brain can never be destroyed. So a neuroscientist and an IT specialist got together and created this company called Map Habit. And we are currently using this company.
Mm.
They are partnering with us. And the NIH, National Institute of Health, awarded them $1 million grant.
Oh, wow.
Well, technology.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. And folks, we'll have that in the show notes for you to check out and follow that link if you're interested in that. Paula, let's switch gears for a second because I know there's always a concern when you're maybe you're a son or daughter, you care for an elderly relative.
Yes.
Who's coming in the house? And that raises the question of how you hire folks. And so what are your practices on that to make sure you get the best folks you can get?
Sure. So one of the things we're very happy about is that we are interviewing several people right now, even virtually. We're looking for those staff that are servant hearted. This is something that they really care about people.
Right.
Okay. We're looking for people to actually think on their feet, understand what it takes to go the extra mile to help our clients. We make sure that our caregivers are insured, and that means the workers' compensation, general liability, professional liability. They have to have a local and national background check, and they are drug tested. So it's very important to go through a company like ours because it's safety for the family. So anything that, God forbid, would happen, our company protects them. And our caregivers, you know, are trained, and they have all their paperwork, and we're servant hearted.
And I'm sure insurance comes in there somewhere, right?
Oh, yeah.
In terms of your insuring your folks.
Absolutely. That's why. Yeah, absolutely. That's why all the coverage, licensed, bonded. Yeah.
Is that a matter of regulation that all that occurs, or is that an elective thing that some providers can go to some of these steps and some don't?
It depends on the company. One thing I did not mention about Trinity Life, we are not a franchise. So we are one kind, and we can make all our own decisions. So if we wanted to make a change in the website, we don't have to go through the, you know, the corporate. That's a really good thing. Get back. I'm sorry. I missed the original question.
Well, no, I'm glad you brought that up, because the franchise versus non-franchise is one question, but the other observation here is you've been around for quite a while now.
Yes,
and I mean, the fact, and congratulations, by the way, the fact you've been now, I think 11 years is what I saw. And that's pretty awesome. That says something about your reliability with clients and the fact that you're getting referred, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I didn't even mention, so Bill Holbrook is the president of the company, and he actually hired me over a year ago. To be his client relations director and marketing person. So
awesome. Yes,
he is somebody who has a heart of gold. And based on his own personal experience, he really knows what it takes to help families.
Shout out to Bill. I know Bill, he's a great guy. I can understand why y'all have been around for a while, for sure. Now, I think we covered this, but I want to make sure that we get this for folks. So private duty home care and the resources that are needed to pay for that. We talked about the importance of long-term care insurance, and I gave my unasked for editorial there. But what do you tell folks about that? And how do you counsel them on the resources that are going to be needed to pay for private duty home care?
Right. So most of the time, it's unfortunate that sometimes people wait a little too long to get the assistance they need. And so sometimes they can't always get the long-term care based on their age or their condition already. So that's why it's really good to think long-term. It's good to have your wills in place and to have your power of attorney and things like that in place for your adult, you know, your parents. But one of the things we do, we accept VA aid in attendance. People can do at any age. They can think about that mortgage sale lease back of the home, or sometimes a reverse mortgage. I had found out from a mortgage person that years ago, reverse mortgages were not great, but apparently They've really changed their model, and people are doing it, and it's really helping for when they need home care.
Mm. And something tells me that you can work with folks ahead of time.
Yes.
In terms of understanding what the financial requirements are and maybe making some suggestions on how they think about that, depending on what Absolutely. They've got in mind for their person that they want to take care of.
Absolutely. I find myself, especially since I'm relatively new in the company, I am a great resource. I contact so many different people in the placement field, the mortgage, the long-term care, the insurance guy. So I have an array of resources to help families. Mm. Even if they don't choose us for home care, I'm all about helping families.
Now, I got to get to one thing real quick here as we end this interview. So, Paula, I noticed one little talent you have that you like kind of hid in the show notes here. that involves the saxophone. You want to tell us about that?
Sure. So I started playing the saxophone when I was 12 years old, and I was pretty serious up until college, jazz band. And through the years, I decided to pick it up. And because I'm now working with assisted communities and families, I have been hired to provide music engagement. My original degree was music therapy, and then I switched. So I'm all about providing music and enjoyment, and I also pass out instruments. So it's been a fabulous way to meet the residents.
That's awesome. That's great work. That you're talking about a servant's heart. That sounds like one right there with you. So thank you for that. And hopefully we'll be back to a point in time where you can be doing that again live and in person with folks.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So, Paula, this has been great, and we really appreciate the overview. So for those that would like to be in touch and hear more about Trinity Life at Home, tell them how they can do that.
Sure. You can go to our website, which is trinitylifeathome.com. And you can also call the main number. The scheduling number is 678-731-0831. And you can also ask for Paula.
That sounds like a good plan. Paula Fine, she is with Trinity Life at Home. Paula, thanks for being with us.
And thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. So folks, just a quick reminder, if you've got some headaches that involve some bookkeeping, marketing presentations, there's a simple answer to that I can give you. And it's called calling S.E. Escobedo at 770-442-9246. She's the chief executive angel at Office Angels, and she's got angels that will fly in, take care of your problem, and fly right back out. They are terrific. I use her and her service, so I suggest you give them a call if you've got administrative issues, bookkeeping, marketing, maybe a presentation to be prepared. Maybe you need a Zoom refresher, or understand how to work a webinar. I heard that about that the other day, but anyway, give SE a call, 770-442-9246. And now we're going to turn to Suzanne Carpenter, and Suzanne is with Carpenter 180. My favorite name here that I've heard for quite a while, here on, North Fulton Business Radio. Suzanne, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. Now, tell folks a little bit about you and how you serve.
Yeah. Okay. So by trade, I'm a certified nutritional consultant, 10 years in the space, and I clear up food confusion. So we have a serious problem. People are suffering because they're frustrated and they're confused about what it takes to lose weight. So I developed an online program to help them understand how to eat so they can get their weight right where they want it and they don't have to suffer anymore. At home, married 24 years, I have 4 kids, and I have this ability where I can still about once a quarter turn a load of laundry pink.
I love that. Well, if you've got 4 kids at home, that could lend to stressful eating right there. So you know of which you speak, right? To be able to overcome stressful situations.
There's a lot of activity in the house.
Yeah. I can tell by the smile on your face, you're like, John, if you only knew. I'm not even going to get into that, right? But let's talk about some of the struggles that keep people from losing weight, because this is a common thing. About the number of diets somebody has been on probably exceeds the pounds they've lost, right? I mean,
Right. You know, if we haven't found a pattern of eating that you can do today, that you can do when you're 80, we haven't found the right thing.
Right.
And what's happening is, you remember that feeling like when you were in high school or you were studying for a board test and you had all the material in front of you and it was so overwhelming, you didn't know what to study anymore. And when you left the test, you could almost feel the information leaking out of your ears. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That is what people feel like when it comes to this nutrition and what do I do for dieting. So we have a lot of problems where people will take a neighbor's piece of advice, follow a fad. They'll restrict so much that by day four or day five, they find themselves overeating. They will wake up in the morning and set food rules that aren't really based on much of anything that's science. And by the end of the day, when willpower is lowest and metabolism is lowest, they're eating their arms off because they haven't found a plan that they can stick with that actually lets biology work in their favor.
Wow. So you obviously don't endorse the watermelon diet. I mean, I'm making a joke, folks. Yeah. I mean, if you're on the watermelon diet, I'm not criticizing, but the point you're making is that if you're picking up your diet information from the National Enquirer at the checkout stand, that's probably a bad place to get information.
Probably. Yes, definitely. And so, you know, once upon a time, I was asked this question. Somebody said, "Hey, Suzanne, you say you would die for your kids, but would you change for them?" And this was when I was about 37 years old. And I have two daughters, and I had to recognize that I had an eating disorder. And if I didn't get myself help, my girls were going to probably talk to themselves with the same vicious voice that I did. You're probably going to have the same fractured relationship with food that I had. So what ended up happening, I fell into this thing completely by accident. I was just helping myself to be a role model for them. But what I saw is, I used to teach first grade once upon a time. I have this superpower that when I understand science, I can explain it to a first grader. What I saw was there were principles that we all should have been taught when we were in high school and junior high that could completely have changed the way Americans are right now. I mean, 70% of America is overweight. And here we are in this health epidemic currently where we're all locked down at home because of health. Now, it's not about gene size. It's not about vanity. It's about the weight leads to big health problems, hypertension, heart disease, diabetes, inflammations, gut issues. So what I realized is if I can create a platform that works with how people learn and how people can create new habits, deliver it in a way that it's short, like 3 to 4 minutes a day, inexpensive, $15 a month, but it actually teaches you what you need to know to get immediate results, where we're balancing blood sugar, cutting off hungry hormones, cutting off cravings, you immediately start sleeping better and feeling better. Then what happens is you start to get empowered and excited. And we can start tapping into how emotional eating is actually going to sabotage you, or I'm having cheat meals on the weekends. I mean, we don't cheat on our spouse or on tests, so we wouldn't cheat on ourselves anymore. But we have to learn how to take our favorite foods and incorporate them in now into our pattern of eating, not live this life of restriction. So it was out of me wanting to have food peace, me wanting to understand how to fuel my body, that I saw the patterns of what we need to be eating and why, and how doable it is once it's explained to you.
Folks, we're speaking with Suzanne Carpenter, and she's with Carpenter 180. So Suzanne, one of the things that you say is that it doesn't matter what type of diet you choose, but it does matter that you understand. Say more on that.
That's right. So my platform is not to influence, but it's actually to educate. So what I want people to understand is when you are looking at food, if you can put on your plate a protein, a fat, and a fiber, just look for those three nutrients on your plate. They are going to do the science for you. The science of turning off hungry hormones being one of them. So it doesn't matter what if you're paleo and you're leading high protein, or if you're keto and leading high fat, or if you are just going completely grain, if you understand that your biology needs some form of each of those three macronutrients, you are actually going to be able to create a pattern that you can sustain. So it's not really what diet category you fall into, because that has to do a lot more with numbers. But if we can understand, in the absence of net carb, your body will burn fat for fuel. If we can understand how to get there, and if we can understand that exercise is part of the weight loss, not part of the weight loss equation, but part of the healthy living equation, people can then feel empowered and inspired to actually get to the end of the dieting. Because what I can't stand is the thought that somebody is going to struggle with having to lose the same 10 pounds for the rest of their life. Gain, lose. I hear over and over again people walking into a corporate function or going on a junket trip, and their whole thought is, uh-oh, I'm on a diet, or I don't want to lose weight. I know that success leaves clues. I know that people are smart and they have had success in other areas of their life. They've been able to learn skills and talents in other places of their life. They just haven't gotten the necessary information to be successful right here. And the good news is, it's not so hard. You just are missing some key pieces that are going to get you the results you're looking for.
So give some, I guess, a couple of practical advice questions. So someone starting out that just needs to kind of get the ball rolling, get that first 10 pounds off to you know, mm-hmm. to get confidence, to get feeling like, hey, I'm on the right track here. Talk about that situation.
Okay. So first we're going to have to get really boring and really real. And that is called, we're going to have to get the right groceries in the house. We're going to have to make a space for the foods that are going to honor your intentions. And we're going to have to start thinking about what you're putting on your plate for meals. Okay. So that's the first practical thing. Then the next step is we start going into, what do I actually put on your meal, on my plate? So let's look at this as lunch. We're going to look for a protein, a fat, and a fiber. Now, fat is important because it's decadent. It tells you, it slows gastric emptying, balances hormones. We need a little bit of fat for digestion. Protein protects lean muscle. That's our for carbs. Protein also cuts off hungry hormones or cravings for carbohydrates. It tells you you're satisfied long-term. So we need that. Now, why do I talk about fiber? Fiber is actually part of a carbohydrate. I'm getting people to focus on that, not a carb, because fiber is a really super unsexy macronutrient that we all forgot about because it has tremendous health benefits. It's the zero calorie part of a carbohydrate. Fiber cannot be digested. It will rev your metabolism because your body will burn calories trying to digest the fiber. It acts like a broom and a sponge. It soaks up calories, fats, and toxins, ushers them out of your body and into the toilet bowl. It swells. It has bulk. It'll make you feel full, and that feels really good. It helps you to have a calorie deficit if you have weight to lose because your stomach feels full. Now, the neat thing is weight loss is a side effect of getting healthy, and that's my platform. Like I said, it's not about gene size or vanity. It's about health. So fiber actually lowers your risk for cholesterol, lowers risk for high blood pressure, colon cancer, breast cancer, reduces inflammation. The health benefits of a high fiber diet are tremendous. The side effect is it will rev the metabolism and it will help people have weight loss without hunger. The other part of this is most Americans are getting about 9 to 15 grams of fiber a day. Studies show when you get to 24 grams a day, you'll malabsorb 90 to 100 calories a day. Over the course of a year, by increasing your fiber, you can have up to a 10 pound weight loss. This is weight loss by adding something in. And the trick is, how do we find fiber? How do we put it on our plate? And what do we do with this?
Wow, you got my attention when you said you could add something in and lose weight. That got my attention there, Suzanne. But let's talk stress.
Yep.
So stress is what a lot of people are going through right now with stay at home. I heard somebody the other day use the term corona belly. So some stress eating going on. Address that if you would.
Sure. Okay. So we hear you want to lower your stress. what happens right away? Your ears go up, your shoulders go right up to your ears when somebody says lower your stress. In fact, we really do want to do that because it's part of our fight or flight mechanism in our body. We're going to store body fat if we're having a really high stress lifestyle. Okay, so given the circumstances we're in, it is what it is. Stress is a bad feeling and we don't like it. It makes us feel bad. Now, we as humans are wired to want to feel happy. So let's say over here is the feeling bad side, and it's so bad, it's like if you put your hand on a stove, you couldn't keep it there. You'd have to take it off. It's too hot. Over here, so happy, you can't sustain that either. It's like Christmas morning or endorphins from a run. So when you have stress and you're feeling bad and you're way over here, biology wants you to move over to happy. Okay. So without you knowing it, your body says, hey, go get me some chips or pretzels because that's going to give me a quick endorphin rush and I'm going to feel a lot better. So here we have stress. And let's say the stress is this pen and it's because you have to write an email and your kids are running around the house right now. Mm-hmm. So you go grab pretzels and chocolate chips and you cover it up for a little while you're eating. The problem is the pretzels and chocolate chips are finite. There's going to come a point where it's all gone. So while you're eating, you're feeling better because this is numbed out. Problem is when it's gone, we are going to have like the blanket's going to be lifted off the problem, which is the stress from the kids in the email. So now we have problem is still there. And we have the feeling of regret or wish I didn't do that. My jeans are tight or worse yet, my stomach hurts and my energy just went up and then crashed. So if we can understand stress eating is it's happening because you're trying to cover up a pain point. If you can actually address what you're emotionally hungry for, is it comfort? Is it to feel less stressed? Is it to put fear away and instead feel empowered? What are you emotionally hungry for? Because you're really not going for the food so much, even though the reward is it tastes so good. I mean, I know I'm there. I understand this. It tastes so good. It's distracting. But long term, you're still left with the problem. We're still going to have to solve the problem, and you might have added to it with the extra calories.
Sure. Folks, as we continue here with Suzanne Carpenter, Carpenter 180, how do you work with your clients, Suzanne? How does that work? And I know you've got an offer for folks as well. But tell folks how. That you engage with them.
Sure. So I have virtual programs, courses that will be available in the coming months. I have one, I can work with people one-on-one. I call that babysit my plate. That's for the person that does want to talk to me one-on-one a half hour a week and is like, I have questions, I need your answers. And they can get in touch with me for extra support during the week. That's that person. The best way to get involved with me is SOS or Sue's on Your Shoulder. That starts with 7 days free. And then it's $15 a month. So that way you get to try it out and see if it's a fit for you. All this is me every day dropping a 3 or 4 minute soundbite right to the text of your phone that's teaching you what you need to know in the right order so that you can get success. So it has to start out with, here's some real actionable things that we need to do. Here are the really practical things we need to do with encouragement. But then I get to lace in a lot of motivation and out of getting into some of the emotional things that we need to think through so that we can actually create a lifestyle rather than another diet. I'm looking to end dieting, to end that mentality so that people create a lifestyle they love where they look and feel their very best and they have energy to pursue what it is they need to pursue. And they don't have that feeling of, uh-oh, I don't like getting dressed in the morning, all my clothes are tight or half of my clothes are too tight. And that's something you have to overcome every day before you go out into the world to make your mark. So SOS is a great way in a very short amount of time investment, low dollar investment, just to begin to get the tools you need to turn your life around.
Sue's on my shoulder. So you're like the good angel on my shoulder, right? As opposed to the devil on the other shoulder telling me to eat that chocolate cake, right?
That's right.
Awesome.
You know, the thing is, eat that chocolate cake. Those are called thoughtful indulgences. We're not looking to create a pattern of eating where we take things like that out. Mm. We're in fact looking to learn a pattern of eating of how do I pull those things in, get my weight where I want it and keep it where I want it.
Awesome stuff from Suzanne Carpenter. She's with Carpenter 180. So, Suzanne, for those that would like to get more information from you, would like to be in touch with you, tell them how to do that.
Sure. They can go to my website, which is www.carpenter180, and that's O-N-E-8-0. And you go right to the main page. You can see sign up for 7 free days SOS. And then for anybody that's coming from Radio X, if you just put in the coupon code Radio X, I have a whole grocery store resource list for like what to buy at Costco, what to get at Trader Joe's, what to get at the regular grocery store.
Okay.
Facebook and Instagram are the same. Carpenter180.
Awesome. And the savings code is Radio X. That's all people need to enter. Okay, cool. Suzanne, this has been great. Thanks for being with us.
I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Absolutely. So, folks, just one more quick reminder that you can find this show on all the major podcast applications. That would be Apple, Google, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, Overcast. I could go on and on. We're even on YouTube. But check out your favorite podcast app. North Fulton Business Radio is the search term. You will find us. You can also go to northfultonbusinessradio.com. Find our archive of shows. We're up now to over 500 guests over 4 years. So we've had quite a variety of business leaders in addition to Paula and Suzanne. So check us out there. Check out that archive. And follow us on social media as well, if you would. LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. We're at North Fulton BRX. So for my guest, Paula Fine and Suzanne Carpenter, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.